Howdy, folks. You know, psychologists say a man is what his wife makes him. Well, that takes an awful lot of responsibility off of my mind. This is Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, inviting you to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And, you know, there's nothing any more entertaining than good philosophy. There's an old saying that if you keep your mouth closed, well, people will think you're a philosopher. Well, I'll tell you, I was quiet all last month, but I can't tell much difference in what people think about me, you know. They also say that you're supposed to think before you say anything. But I don't know. I'm like the lady who said, how do I know what I think until I hear what I say? So I guess you're going to have to put up with me talking for a while. Anyway, during my month of silence, I did a lot of observing and picking up interesting things to pass along to you, you know. Now, down home in Winston County, I found out you can still buy the old-fashioned candy. You just know where to look for it. I got some old-fashioned caramels. You know, the kind where there's no use trying to separate the candy from the paper, so you just chew it all. You know? But I'll tell you one thing. Somehow or other, the paper doesn't taste as good as it used to, you know. The jawbreakers, they're about the same as they used to be. You know, you can't bite through a jawbreaker. You got to just wear it down. They used to build them, I remember, in several different layers of color. It's black on the outside and then red and yellow and brown and pink and right on down to the middle. See? You'd take the thing out of your mouth every few minutes to see what color you'd reached. You remember? Of course, the big item for enjoyment down home nowadays, just like most everywhere, is double mint chewing gum. Delicious double mint. It's a healthful chewing treat and a refreshing taste treat that everybody enjoys. So you always keep some handy at your home, will you? So all the folks can help themselves anytime. Right now, we're going to help ourselves to some music with Paula Richards and the Quartet singing Bye Bye Blues. Isn't that pretty? I listened to quite a few records on my vacation, and I'll tell you, it's sure nice to be listening to live singing again. I had so much time on my hands that I not only read all the news in the papers, but I got to where I was reading the personal columns and things like that. You know, that's where you find little items like not responsible for my wife's debts. Signed, Mr. Sigafoose. And right under that, Mrs. Sigafoose has an ad that says, he never was responsible for it. Huh? Oh, everything we do here on Just Entertainment is aimed for your enjoyment, including our little reminders about double mint chewing gum. It sure is a joy to sink your teeth into smooth double mint and enjoy the peaceful, happy chewing along with the grand flavor. You know, that cool, clean, refreshing double mint flavor. Bet you'd enjoy some right now, huh? You have a stick of double mint. I'm going to while the quartet sings Aura Lee.
Sunshine came along with thee, and swallows in the air. As the blackbird in the spring, 'neath the willow tree, sat and piped, I heard him sing of Aura Lee. Aura Lee, Aura Lee, made with golden hair. Sunshine came along with thee, and swallows in.
Oh, my. Hearing that quartet, it's always a brand new treat, you know. Something like double mint chewing gum. You always get that same as a first time enjoyment from every new stick. Certainly proves how good double mint gum is. But here I am talking when it's time to get on to the Buttram bonus. Yes, sir, it's Buttram bonus time, and today's bonus is a tribute to the city. I bet that surprised you, didn't it? Well, just because I'm a small town boy, I don't mean to be always bragging about the blessings of country life. I'm not forgetting the folks that live in the big cities. They're proud of their communities, too, and they got plenty to brag about, believe me. Their magnificent buildings, their museums, libraries, places of amusement, the bright lights and fine drives and beautiful parks. Oh, city folks, they're conditioned for a kind of life that country people don't understand. In a city, the people become a part of the hustle and bustle. They don't mind it because, well, they don't notice it. The heavy traffic and the noises, they're sort of accepted as natural. In fact, I've known city people who came to the country or small town, and they had to leave because the quiet just drove them crazy. It's what on earth do you people do for excitement out here? Well, city folks, maybe they don't seem as friendly as people in small towns. Well, not friendly, maybe I should say not as nosy as some of us. You know, they don't ask many questions. The city folks, they don't stop to speak to ever Tom, Dick, and Harry on the street. If they did, they'd be picked up as dangerous. Now, a city is a place where small-town folks like to visit occasionally. the crowds and the activities and the movement, all these, they form a picture of mystery and wonderment to the visitor from this country. But the city dweller accepts all this as a matter of course, you know. A city is a tiny model of the civilized world, a melting pot in which, there's a little bit of everything. It happens, I talk more about the country and small towns because, well, I'm more familiar with the doings at the corner store and the county fair and the church picnic and less familiar with things like the Union Station or the airport or the zoo or all that. But I just wanted to put in a good word for the cities, the backbone of our industry and commerce, and also the folks there that go to make up these metropolitan centers. If it wasn't for the cities, I don't know where the country folks would go for a visit, you know. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. Now here's Paula Richards and Bill Kennedy sing Two Sleepy People.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning, look how late it gets.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are in this cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the Frigidaire.
Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Father didn't like you at all.
Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same.
Foggy little fellow,
drowsy little dame.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Good night, good night. Oh, home, oh, home. Too much in love. Say good night.
Oh, well, my. Well, that's just entertainment. We don't expect you to laugh out loud, but we do hope you're smiling while you're with us. And, of course, your smile says more when your teeth are clean and attractive. So chew healthful double mint gum after every meal, will you? The healthful chewing helps keep your teeth clean and looking their best. Well, till tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that women have mastered the mechanical age. They can make everything work around the house except their husbands. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.